Don't forget. I won't.
All right, here we go. This is the one. What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch some TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Life's a Binge. I am Jared.
I'm BJ.
I'm Afraid.
And I'm Mike.
And hi, Afraid. I'm Dad. Hey, Seth.
Oh, Seth Rogen. Oh,
Seth, what's up, buddy? Thanks, everyone out there, for listening to our show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. That's Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook.com/Life's a Binge. You can email us at livesabinge@gmail.com.
.com.
You can call the voicemail number to become part of the phone army, which hasn't existed in a while. Tony, calling you out. Brother, he stopped caring. And we'd miss it. I miss hitting the button. But anyway, 619-438-0532. Leave us a voicemail, 619-438-0532. And if you would like to become a subscriber / supporter of our show, head over to patreon.com/lifesabinge. Become a producer today, like Big Daddy Money Bags.
Woo!
Tyler O, Jessica Jansen, Kathy Weintraub, or the Couch Potatoes and Honorary Bingers. You guys are awesome possums as well.
Yeah. Woo. That's you, me.
Oh, nice fist bump.
Awesome possum.
Have you ever seen an awesome possum in real life?
I've seen a regular
possum. I've
seen
a regular possum.
They're like possums, but they wear
sunglasses.
You can't even finish
sunglasses.
It.
I was trying to think of something that would make it awesome, and like the only thing that popped in my head was sunglasses.
Sunglasses and a
it
mohawk.
It didn't make any sense, but it, yeah.
That's wonderful.
I had to say it anyway.
You committed, so we got to finish this out.
Exactly.
Have you seen an awesome possum in your brain? You're like, God damn it.
There's no, what have you done?
This goes nowhere.
What have you
Why
done?
Did I do this?
Yeah, I was like, hey guys, have you ever seen an awesome possum? They wear sunglasses.
Yeah, that makes the corn grow.
That's what was going on in my head.
So the corn can grow.
Oh, man, good times. But with all the intro out of the way, let's go ahead and start the show. You ready?
I know I'm ready.
Let's go ahead.
Get busy dying.
Take a big inhalation of breath. Right, meow.
Life's a binge. Bow, 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 bow.
Right?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
I have no idea.
That's the very beginning of my head. Yeah.
I guess.
I was thinking the Set Your Bob.
What is up, gentlemen?
Hello.
BJ?
Benjamin. I've been busy.
Busy?
No, really, not really. You know, I've got, you know, 6 weeks or more off. You know, 2 months off.
Sure.
So I have not been busy. I feel physically like I've taken a step backwards, unfortunately, and I think it might be because I'm guessing maybe I've overdone it.
Is there anything this week that you might have done where you were maybe standing for too long of a time?
Yep, for
like
sure.
Like what?
Like the Elizabeth Warren rally.
What?
Yes.
Alley-oop.
Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome.
That was actually
No.
I was engaged in politics.
Not even a dad yet.
just practicing.
Yeah, right. You'll
just
be ready though. You're ready.
Yeah, he's getting
he's in
there.
Form. He's in mid-season form. Mid-season dad form.
Spring training right now.
I actually went to a political meeting, much smaller, for the local city attorney's race.
More important.
Corey Briggs.
True.
Who is running for city attorney, is the
friend of the family. He went to Selma with us 4 years ago.
He was also super involved in the stadium home.
He's involved with all. He sued the city on many occasions.
Right.
But
now he wants to be the city attorney.
Right.
Good for him.
Yeah.
He can sue himself.
Well, yeah, he wouldn't sue. True. Clearly, he wouldn't be suing himself for that. He would sue on behalf of the city for things, but he's passionate about taking the politics out of it. Like the current one, apparently, takes donations from folks that you serve, and then like all politics, politics,
every politician,
yeah, pretty much.
Everybody sucks,
except for Bernie.
Bernie is good. Elizabeth Warren said a lot of good things. So then on the other side of the spectrum.
Except for Bernie, you know, who's having heart attacks and going to the hospital.
Poor guy.
It's a great Onion headline. It says, Bernie attributes recovery to many small blood donations from people. I'm like, you guys are good, man.
That's funny.
They are on top of it.
So, but anyway, it was kind of cool. It's a cool little dichotomy of 30 people in someone's house. And then probably
8,000.
Yeah, about 8,000, I'd say, at the park.
So how was that experience?
Elizabeth Warren?
Yeah.
It was good. I got to say, I loved everything she said.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still kind of up in the air, like who I'm supporting.
Sure.
You know, other than the Democrat.
Sure.
Like for sure.
Like, what?
Sure.
Twat?
I mean, hey.
Is that now?
DJT has another year to kind of win me over.
Devil's advocating here.
Mm-hmm.
I assume. Well, it's not a given that he's their candidate. Like they
the
can
Republican.
Correct.
Yeah.
In theory, no.
In
like
theory.
So.
Yeah.
Like you say, as long as it's the Democrat. But what if a Republican candidate that's like a true old school good Republican comes along? Like, there's no, what's the word?
Scenario where I would
sure,
vote for
right, right.
For,
yeah.
for Republican.
Are you just dead set on Democrat?
On this presidential election,
yeah.
I wouldn't use my vote to vote for, like, a protest vote as a Republican.
Sure.
Right.
If I were a Republican, I would. If I were a Republican who was...
Impeachment Romney, guys. Sorry, Donald Trump tweeted impeachment Romney.
Shut up.
Because he's a senator
and Donald Trump doesn't know
how
government fucking works.
You know who needs to be impeached?
Wake
is Romney.
Us from this nightmare.
This Romney. People are talking about how he needs to be impeached.
Mittens on my hands. So,
you've been practicing.
Yeah, sounds better.
I watched, what's his name? Late night host, Rooster Wright for Saturday Night Live used to do.
Seth Meyers.
Seth Meyers, yeah.
Ooh.
So he was doing his thing. Yeah.
Nice. Anyway, so all that aside, how was the
rally
was
good. Yeah. She said I liked every single thing that she said for the most part. There wasn't anything that I was like, meh,
right.
not so much. Everything she said, I was like, yes, yes, yes.
Because her slogan, if there is one, I guess. Because now, because there's so much noise from everyone, it's hard to say this is my campaign slogan and to just say one thing. But for her, it's, I have a plan for that.
Yes, for sure. For sure.
That's a pretty good slogan.
I have a plan for that.
Let's put a bird on it.
I dig it. And, yeah, and it's cool, too, because she literally has
she does.
Plans for everything.
Yeah.
And that she's put, and that was a what kind of like made her stick out earlier in the primaries is that she put a lot of effort into like actually solving problems and like putting plans in place, that like or at least putting plans on the table that to how to address you know the different ills of society.
I'll have to go back and Or reacquaint myself with her and everybody because, like I said, I've been unplugged for a
while. Because there's a million of them right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's... But, like, I just remember her being loud and yelly and, like, just, like, trying to interrupt all the time. Like, but, again, she was trying to debate
in
Trump
debate.
And all them.
I'll take loud and yelly if you're not a criminal at this point.
Right. And I just got, yeah, that's not
cool
how I
it.
Would, yeah, well, it's just not how I would.
I'm
her,
sure she's
but I'm
way
sure
different
during the,
now. Right?
Yeah, during the original debates, probably everybody was like trying to.
Yeah,
like,
even like I felt her more so than like Hillary, and they were like chastising Hillary for doing that. And I was like, what about this Warren lady? She's like yelling over everyone. But not that that's you know here nor there. It's just I just remember her.
No, it's somewhere
being
like
kind of brash.
Because I don't want to go off on a rant here. But like the electables, like the or the in like the qualities that a politician has that
right.
does or does not get them elected, those things as trivial as they may sound, when you say it out loud like that, they matter.
It's
because
true.
Yeah.
A lot of people are...
There has to be some sort of a likability there.
For everyone who is a like single-issue voter about a real issue, there are people who are like who will vote based on one thing that just does not matter at all. Like, he's too tall, or I don't like his smile, or I don't like the way she sounds, or she sounds shrill, or, like things like that.
Exactly.
That are just not important, but people vote based on those things. So it does matter.
So it was supposed to be a town hall, or it was labeled as a town hall.
It was ish.
But there's that many people. Like, how many people actually got to ask questions?
Like four.
Yeah. So it just didn't seem very town hall-y based on what I saw of it.
Yeah. There were good questions, and she did excellent.
Nice.
Excellent answering them, and we didn't get there in time. I didn't get there in time to kind of like put your name in a thing to get drawn for who's can ask a question. But there was like four questions and they were all good. And she did excellent. She's very good.
Do you think now, she stands a chance at getting the nomination?
For sure. I do think that. I think she's absolutely. She's if not the front runner, she's like right up there.
No, she is.
I would
say with confidence that she's the front runner.
And I have a feeling that like
absolutely
she's gonna be the de facto candidate or the go to candidate if Bernie drops out. Like I think he's gonna give her the support to her,
right?
Which will make a big difference. I think that now. But what I do have to say is that like Biden, even though he's old school, and I don't really want him to be the guy.
No,
he was on Jimmy Kimmel or something, and he did manage to be far more inspiring than Elizabeth Warren was or is. Just talking about we're America's, don't you know, we can do anything if we put our mind to it. And it was just he just went off on this thing that was very
gave a good speech. Yeah,
very much so. Yeah, mm-hmm. Very much so. And and damn it if that doesn't matter, you
right
know.
That matters too.
Yeah.
Yes it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
enter Barack Obama.
Exactly.
Likable.
Just read me the
cool, relaxed.
Let me go into my happy place where Barack reads me the phone book.
Epic speeches. Like, you know, that stuff matters.
Yes.
Like,
yes. Yeah.
And the absolutely policies kind of took a back seat for him. Like, he just had a lot of other things
election
going for him.
When he was running, absolutely. Yeah. Like, the policies. It was hope, change.
Exactly.
Blah, blah, blah.
It wasn't necessarily
right.
What are you
going to
actually do? I'm inspired. I don't care what you're going to do.
Exactly.
It sounds inspiring to me.
So.
Well, yeah.
It
yeah
all plays
yeah
into
that's
that
the job. The job is to win.
Electability. Thing.
It is.
So.
Yeah.
So.
It's crazy.
Anyway, that's what I did, and that's probably why my hip is sore.
Nice.
So. Yeah.
But I start my physical therapy inpatient, where I go to the place, outpatient, whatever. Before it was the guys coming to my house,
right. Mm.
And then tomorrow I go to a place and start doing that. But I'm just hoping I get nervous. I get like thinking like I did something wrong.
Well, are you're taking less pain pills now?
Yeah, my pain like I'm not taking any.
That probably has something to do with it.
Maybe, but it's been a little while, and I just hadn't had this kind of pain and discomfort since
pushing
since
yourself
the surgery
too far.
Maybe so.
Too far,
maybe
too
so
soon.
And I hope that's what it is. But like before, I would when I had the arthritis in the hip, this little tendon flexor muscle in my hip would be the one that would get really, really sore. And like that's really sore right now. And so I don't know.
Yeah.
So I'll go to the physical therapist and it'll be good because I need someone there cracking the whip.
Word.
As much as I hate.
Do what I'm telling you to do.
Yes.
Exactly.
Do it the same way.
Yep.
I'll every time.
I'll do it when I get home.
No, you're going to do it. No, no, no.
You're going to do it before you leave
here. I need
you
to do this.
Yeah. So that'll be very.
30 times in a row.
That'll be very good for me. So.
Yeah. That's good.
Yep.
Rich.
I have the biggest dog in the world in my house. He's not really, but we're dog sitting for Lindsay's best friend's brother. Man, that's far removed. Mm-hmm. And Charlie is a very sweet 8.5-year-old Rottweiler. And he is.
Oh, wow.
So I walked in here and like Frank and Trevor ran up. I'm like, oh my God, dogs can be small. Because I had almost forgotten. Because this morning I was going to go get in the shower and Charlie literally takes up the entire hallway.
Yes.
Like the entire width of the hallway. And he's like, hi. And he's just like a big, sweet, like lump of a dog.
Now what kind is he? A Rottweiler?
He's a Rottweiler.
Those are great.
Yeah, he's like 125 pounds.
Those are great
like
dogs.
He's a giant big old giant head. Beast of a. Like, I have an actual picture, and I'll post this on the Life's a Binge Instagram or maybe something later.
Yes.
But it's Lindsay working from home, and she's literally laying on the dog like he's furniture, like her head's resting on him on the floor, and she's like on her computer.
That's fantastic.
Because he's just that big, and he wants to be around people. Like, he wants to be around people, which is awesome. So we've hit up probably every bar that has a patio in North Park we've been to in the past couple days. Which is super fun, and not just for us, but for him too, because he just loves to be outside.
Hey, people.
Get the attention, and everyone sees him, and they're like, oh my God, this dog! And then they have people like bend down, and they're fawning all over him. And
that's a great
it's
reaction.
It's so great. It's super fun. But there's that thing where people are like, oh, they ask all these questions. Like, I mean, you don't want to be like, he's not my dog, so I don't really know, but... So you just kind of want to answer and just.
Did your dog bite? Nope.
Yeah. Like, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
That's not my
dog. I don't
dog.
Really know what his limits are.
I thought you
but
said
it's like
he
a big, sweet love of a dog. Yeah. And it's cool to have, you know, have a dog in the house, which I had been missing in the past months. But which leads me to very much reminding me that all dogs are different.
Oh, yes.
And that, like with Argo, I could say 10 or 15 different things to get him to come to me. Like, I could say, hey,
right.
buddy,
right.
or Argo, or come, or dog, or I could snap my fingers, or I could point, or I could whistle, all these things. Charlie responds to Charlie come.
And that's it.
And if you don't say Charlie come, he's not coming. So I'll be like, come on, buddy. You're like, let's go. And he's just like, what?
You didn't say Mother May I.
You didn't say Charlie come. And I'm like, oh, Charlie come. He's like, oh, yeah, I know that. Right, dogs are different. Like, I have to retrain my brain to remember that part. But it's been cool. It's been really fun.
That's awesome.
And I'll be sad when they pick him up tomorrow because it's great.
Now, has it been good for you as far as like missing Argo?
A little A, a little B. Mostly A. Like, yeah, it's been good.
Cool.
Because I need that reminder that I have the capacity to care for a dog and like, you know, have the dog's best interest and watch the dog and do all the right things to make sure that the dog is a good dog and all that stuff because I don't want to be that guy who's like, I'm never going to have another dog again.
Right.
Like, you know, I don't want to do that because there are so many dogs out there that need a good home,
Word.
That need adopting. Like, I could, if I went and looked at all the rescues that I know, I could list off 30 to 50 rescues in our, like, 50-mile radius alone that all have dogs that all
ready
need adopting,
go.
That are ready to go. Like, they're there waiting. And for me to like shut off that part of myself for two, and I said this like I've been thinking about this for a long time because you know dogs get older and like logically you know there comes a time when you're going to have to say goodbye, and there's this part of you that goes okay so how long am I going to wait before I get another dog, and there's just really no good way to answer that like there just isn't it's either one shows up and you're like all right I'm ready or you finally like can make that conscious decision. And people have asked me, like, are you getting another dog? And I'm like, first of all, rude. Second of all, yes, I don't know when. Like, I really
when
don't
are you going to replace your dog?
You're going to replace, like, the best thing that's ever happened to you. Oh, I don't know.
Maybe never.
What do you got?
I don't know. Yes. There will never be another dog quite like that one, but I will absolutely have another dog at some point. But it's been great. It's been,
That's awesome.
It's
cool.
Been absolutely rad.
So I saw someone, it was on the internet somewhere. It was about how, like, life from a dog's perspective and how humans and their humans are like gods.
Eternal.
They're basically like, immortal beings.
Because
like you're there
and I weep.
From day one to day, you know, 15 years from now. But basically you're exactly the same the whole time.
To them, you're
but
practically
them,
ageless.
Exactly. Yeah. But to them, they just are there
they
from birth
life,
and then
yeah.
they get old and they're like, this person's the constant in my life.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of those where
it's like heartbreaking.
Some of them have the perspective of like he watched over my father and my father before me and this and that whatever. Because people who have puppies and have the same like line of dogs over and over, and it's like, but now I see like the change in his age. Like I see him slow down. Like I'm the one who's lucky enough to see that he's getting older too. And you're just like,
it's rough. It's rough to read that stuff. It's hard. It's hardcore.
Now, have you seen any of these?
Why are dogs so much better than
reincarnated dog stories?
No nope.
movies.
Like
aren't
Dog's
there like
Journey.
Two of them out right now?
Dog's Journey is one
of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember the other one. It Came Home or something like that.
I definitely can't watch that right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, clearly, like,
definitely
and
can't
besides,
watch
it's
that
a Hollywood
right
movie.
Yeah.
Clearly made to make you weepy.
Oh, absolutely.
Have you ever heard of the website The Dog Dies at the End? Something like that.
Where it'll tell you whether or not the dog in the movie
it's
survived.
Not just that. They've expanded their thing to like tell you anything that might happen in the movie that might be traumatizing or triggering or anything like that.
Yeah.
That's a good expansion of their idea, probably. Yeah. Like, to like, how are we going to be relevant anymore?
But you'd be like, ooh, dog's journey, huh? There's like 18 dog stories in this.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's the reincarnation story, so that's going to be like 18 dog deaths. Do I really want to sit through this?
Because, like, in general, I'm totally cool watching, like, whatever happens in a movie is whatever happens, and I'll, you know, digest that as whatever it is that I'm supposed to be watching. Like, if it's horror, if it's gore, if it's, you know, deep drama and, like, loss or, like, real human stuff, like, I can take it.
Right.
But for some folks, like, there are certain things they just don't want to see.
Yep.
They just don't want to see it. And I know I would say a lot of people, but I know a few people who's like, I will not watch animals die. Like, I don't, I just don't want to see that.
Or cruelty to animals. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So for them, a website like that is incredibly useful.
Yep.
Like, does the dog die? And they're like, nope. And you're like, cool. I can watch
sweet.
That.
I can go enjoy this film.
Yeah.
Mikey, what's up with you?
Well,
before you go. just kidding. Go ahead.
Yes, Jared?
Just kidding.
That was an interrupting joke.
Interrupting.
My own expense.
I was going to try to derail you and like change the subject. And then, like, we never do get around to it. I'm just kidding.
Do it. I can contribute to this. I also had this addiction for a while. Yeah. I mean, I played this game for a while.
So, yeah, I thought I got out, but they dragged me back in.
They pulled me back in.
So I've been playing a little bit of the WoW. I came back because of Classic, and once Classic, I just did a month, and I'm all, okay, I got my fill, I'm good.
Yeah.
And then my buddies at work are like, you left at the wrong time, Halloween's right around the corner, there's going to be special events, you're going to...
But in Classic, special events.
But yes, in Classic, the Classic...
WoW is World of Warcraft.
For those of you, for those of you not know, WoW is World of Warcraft, based
online
on
multiplayer video game,
based on Warcraft from Blizzard Entertainment, which is one of the best.
Warcraft 2 is
one of the best game universes.
Ever.
Warcraft 3. Warcraft 3, specifically Warcraft 3, the Frozen Throne, is the
best. So you both played those?
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah, baby.
Not just on the computer?
Old school dial-up internet playing against my cousin across town thinking it was the most amazing thing ever.
Yeah. Well,
I'd call him on the phone, like, all right, I'm going to hang up. And then we're going to dial in. And I'm like, we're playing the same game, but you're over there and I'm over here and it's amazing.
That's cool.
And it like the first Warcraft games were just like resource collectors where it's like, you go get the mine. You go build the farm.
Warcraft,
you go get some wood.
Orcs and humans.
Right. And then it was like battle time when you're like, ooh, I think I have enough army.
Yeah.
I'm going to march across the river and we're going to fight. And that's what Warcraft 1, 2, and 3 were all
about. So that game was on like Warcraft Orcs and Humans. We had that on. Not to like totally hijack Mikey's.
No. This is great.
But because I could talk about Warcraft and Blizzard for the next hour and a half. Warcraft Orcs and Humans was a game that we had on the computer in the library in my high school. So we had that and Bomberman. So we'd have like four people gathered around the keyboard to play Bomberman. But every other day we'd be like, let's do something different, and somebody would play Warcraft. So we just watched one person play Warcraft. And it's magical to me. And this, I'm gonna use that word. It is magical to me to watch not just one person, but a group of people get so invested in something so elegant and simple and just good and fun.
Yep.
And like innocent in that way, I guess.
Now the simpleness, is that something that has gone like that's old, the old style of it?
It's not simple anymore. It's not. Which is fine because things should grow and change and evolve. But yeah, it's like a real time strategy game. We're going deep now.
No,
a real time strategy game is very different from almost every other type of game in a lot of ways because, like what Jerry said earlier, like there's the resource collection aspect. Like,
you can't
which
you have to do.
Like you have to do this. Yeah. You can't do anything unless you're collecting resources. And each game, like StarCraft, has like minerals and gas, and Warcraft has golden lumber. So you have to dedicate a certain amount of like the worker bees that you have to gathering this one resource and gathering this other resource. You have enough to build like your weapons of war, and it's like such a neatly made microcosm of how like an actual economy works, because like you can't do anything
right
without the A and B and C of your alphabet. So you have to build upon that.
But then you have too many workers, but you don't have enough houses, so you have to build more houses. Right. Because then you tap out, and you're like, uh-oh.
You need to have enough food to feed everybody.
Somebody's coming to attack me, but I only have room for five more people, and I have 40 workers. What am I going to do?
Right.
Kill, 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 kill. Work, work, work.
Yeah.
And then, like, it's – I love that game.
You have nothing but workers and food, and then it's like, crap, they're attacking me because they already built, like, an army, and I don't have an army, so you have to send your workers out to try and survive.
Running
and
out like, there with a shovel. It's
but
like,
we're
damn
not
it!
Soldiers.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And they took that game, and they turned it into
kind of a hybrid?
Yeah, kind of a hybrid sort of deal, massively multiplayer online role-playing game. And the first of which really depends on how old you are. The first one that I can remember is Ultima Online. Did you ever play that, Mikey?
I didn't play that one. But
Ultima Online was very, like, if you imagine, like Diablo 1, like, that sort of level of graphics. But a very complex, like, economy and way of gathering resources. Like, you could have, like, your own house and, like, you could have castles and, like, stuff like that. But it was the Wild West. Like, somebody could just kill you at any moment and, like, all your shit's gone. Like, it's... Yeah. Which, for some people now, like, that would be unacceptable. But back in the day, it was, like, that was the way to play the game. And most games now have that option. It was, like, if you want to play, like, hardcore, like, you can play in a way where people can... You can lose all your shit, like, you know, at any moment. And the vast majority of gamers are just not into that.
So stressful.
I love it. Because it makes the game that much more interesting. You're just like, I got to be careful because I could lose everything if I mess up.
But that moment where you lose everything and you're just like...
So tragic.
I've
and
poured
painful.
So much time and effort
it's
into
It's all
this,
gone.
And it's
I was
all
a level,
gone.
I was at level 55.
But yeah, hopefully, and this is the way that I approach it now, like, as an adult. Because when I was a kid, I was that guy who was like, no, I put all this time into it. But it's like, well, I spent so much of my time... enjoying what I was doing. Telephone.
Oh, good!
I feel like I should answer. It's Dwan.
Do
Wells.
I come over there?
Yeah, find out what's up.
When you're moving a light, yeah, talk to him.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Hello? Yes?
We'll get
yes.
this audio for you later. No, we won't.
Dwan, man, you know what?
Put him on speaker.
Can you hear me?
You have to legally let him know that you're recording him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I got to tell you.
Yeah, we're not Antonio Brown.
we're recording our podcast right now.
Is it live?
It's live, of course. But do it live. Fuck it. Well, of course,
we'll do it live.
You know, we don't do it live.
Tape delayed.
But you
it's
know,
live enough.
I think you might know everybody here. Maybe.
Yep.
You know Dwan?
Yes.
And
I know Dwan. Hi, Dwan.
You don't know Rich, but you know Mikey Pettner and you know Jared Weintraub.
You just said you know him, right?
Mm.
Oh, no.
And you're on speakerphone right now, so
you're on.
So
the
keep
podcast.
It clean.
Yeah, you're on the podcast. Is that coming on? I don't have my headphones on.
It's pretty quiet.
Oh no!
Oh, I'm sorry, dude. Was this a personal call? No, it's all well. What's up?
What's the podcast link? You know, I want to shout it out. I want to let them know.
It's Life's a Binge.
I love that.
Life. Yeah,
you should have.
You should have.
This is true.
Life's a binge.
I'm down for it. When's this one going up?
Tomorrow.
I listen to you guys every once in a while. You and Courtney.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Right on.
She has a good one.
Yeah. It goes up tomorrow.
Yes.
So tomorrow morning. Actually, it'll probably go up later tonight, actually.
Correct.
So.
Tomorrow morning?
Yeah. Later tonight is when it'll
midnight.
Go up. But,
midnight tonight.
But yeah.
If you guys want any, if you guys want a software
engineer
to talk about the live,
right on. So what's up, man?
I'm sure. Do you have time to talk?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, a little bit.
Oh, I'm sure he doesn't want to talk on the podcast. Is what he's trying to say.
Right.
I'm all about it, dude. Like, I love listening to you guys' podcast, dude. Like, Jesus Christ, I'm all about it.
Right on. But if you like, I'll call you back when we're done. It'll be probably an hour and a half or so.
Yeah, take your time. Call me back whenever.
All right, man. I'll do it when we're done. I'll give you a call back.
All right.
That was a nice. I wouldn't answer the phone, and normally my ringer's off.
We didn't plan that plug.
But I was like,
for those who are listening,
I was like, Dwan
so
Wells.
You know.
It's Dwan. You guys, it's Dwan.
That's
so
awesome.
Anyway,
nice.
Yeah, you're gonna hear yourself on the podcast when you listen, and I'll call you after we're done.
The show.
Cool, man. All right, Dwan, I'll talk to you in a little bit.
All
All right, man. See ya.
I love it.
Live recording, people.
That's what happens.
All right, let me turn my ringer off now.
I love it.
Life's a binge. Phone on me.
Yeah, there you go. Like, little did he know.
I don't want to not be there for him. You know? Right. So anyway.
But so I don't go on for like an hour about the same fucking thing. My point was that Warcraft, the real-time strategy game, led to World of Warcraft, where it's you take one character and you're sort of playing in the same created backstory universe.
Yes.
And you're the hero. Like that's what it is.
Right.
And Blizzard just, because the game has been out for, good Lord, 15 years.
Yeah, I think it's
right?
15 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I remember being so hyped about this on my shitty Dell laptop in college, like not being able to wait until this game was released. And then Vanilla WoW came out, and I played in the beta test.
Yeah, the public beta.
I played in the public beta. And then I played. I played probably through two or three expansions before I was like, I need to put this down because this takes a lot of my time.
Yes.
But I never
made it out of the beta.
My gripe is now they're like, oh, now we're rolling everything back. You can play the game as it was when it originally came out as a sort of a draw to get people to like resubscribe and like some more money. And it's like, oh, we're going to do events and stuff. And it's like, this is
in their defense. People were already doing this without the blessing of Blizzard.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There were a bunch of illegal servers out there.
Okay.
Of course, I never played anything like
that. Oh, why would you ever do that?
You've never done anything illegal on a computer. You wouldn't download a car, would you? Yes, we all would if we could. What a stupid question.
Piracy is none of the things. No. You're right.
There's certainly not a bay that people go to exchange these sort of things.
So, but anyhow, but yeah, it was a very active community. And so
I didn't know that. That's cool.
They kind of wanted to shut it down, but you know they saw obviously that there was a demand for it, so they're like, well, okay, we're gonna fix it up and do it right, because all these illegal unauthorized ones were not perfect.
Yeah,
so.
And for all the things that Blizzard Entertainment is, whatever gripes you have, if you're out there in Radio Land and you're a gamer and you've played with them like different games over time, you've probably had ups and downs where you're like, I don't like this company so much, or I love this company. They're not stupid. Like they know what they're doing when it comes to their product, and I'm not surprised at all that they saw things. You know what? Why don't we just do it ourselves and get more people to give us dollars?
And I think it surprised the hell out of them at how much of a response they got from it.
Yeah, like, I get that.
How much is it a month?
$15 if you do it month to month. If you do it
annually,
and it's,
they only have like 6 months is the biggest one.
Sure,
and that's like $13 a month. Or something.
It's always been 15, right?
Yeah.
Like it's
never
it was never lower than that. I wanted to think it was lower than that at one point, but I don't think it was. It's always been the same price.
Paid. It's like 13. Yeah. I mean, it's 15 month to month. 3 months, it's 14. 6 months is 13.
Yeah.
I remember at the time people asking, like, $15 a month, like, that's so much money for the whole year. I was like,
and if you would have asked
Think of how much entertainment you're getting for your $15 in that 1 month. Like,
yeah.
I can go to a bar and spend $40 and have a terrible time.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I'm spending $15 on this for the month. And, you know, some of it might not be fun, but the vast majority of it will be. And it'll be a lot of time. That's how I think about games in general. It's like, how much, like, I bought Smash Brothers. Like, how much enjoyment am I going to get out of the $60? A lot.
A lot.
Like many hours.
And it's going to last a long time.
More than worth
it.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. So, but anyhow, that month I tried to squeeze in every free moment I had was like dedicated to the game.
So did you just play one character?
No, I'm an altaholic. I'm so
it's a problem.
Yes, it is a problem. I do have a problem.
Altaholics have alternate
characters.
Alternate characters. Yeah. So I literally.
Well
had...
done, BJ.
Good job. Way to extrapolate.
Yeah, but I'm just translating for the audience. Wow, it's World of Warcraft.
Good job. Yep. I had, let's see, during that first month, I had seven or eight characters.
Jesus Christ, Mike.
And they
That's
were,
a lot.
And they
I
were
was thinking,
all,
he's like, oh, I was playing three, you know.
I got them all ranging from probably like level 15 to 20.
That's not bad.
Like that.
That's a reasonable amount of game time for those of you who are wondering out there. But if like, you said like they were all like 60 plus, I'd be like, dude.
No. Like, it's not like
an intervention.
No, but you have to remember that it's not that cakewalk that it was. It is in retail now.
Right.
It is back to the way it was from day one.
It was an absolute grind.
And yeah, so like anything past like level 8 takes a considerable amount of time.
I'm gonna take that back. It wasn't a grind because when you're first playing a game like that, that's an absolute open explorable world. It doesn't, like, you're discovering everything.
You're like, oh, I can go this way. I can swim I would swim around islands, like all the way around continents.
And you can get to places.
Just to see if I could exploit. Yeah.
Get to places that you were not supposed to be in.
Exactly.
Way before you should be.
And it took forever to do that, but.
But that was the magic of, and that's why they brought it back, because that was the magic of Classic. Like, you could,
I think
it was all about just figuring stuff out.
I think what the real magic is like the way that the game has progressed. Everyone's kind of been a little homogenized. So there's no
every class can do everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now it's back to I'm a mage. I can
you do damage.
People. I do well. I do That's damage. It. I can offer created. Beverages and food for my party. It's just like there's a bunch of things.
Don't you make me miss this game, Mike.
I'm sorry. Unfortunately.
Too late, sounds like.
But, that's the big draw for me is just getting in there, playing the characters the way, everyone had something that made them unique and special.
Yeah.
And I didn't think that was going to be the draw for me, but that really, it's not that big a deal. I kind of like that everyone can do everything. And then I'm like, oh, it's more fun when you're like, you're
the person that does this, right?
This is your class.
Like,
you're the one that brings it in for this.
We need a mage. Like, we can't go in here without a tank. Like, we have to have a warrior.
Yeah.
We have to.
So
I get it.
It's
that's awesome.
It's definitely but anyhow. So the guys at work were like, "Oh, you're not going to be able to go to Halloween." No, no, no. So I was telling a friend of a friend this, but not I'm like, I don't, I didn't really. I was like, I was happy. I'm like, I'm away from the game. But they went ahead. They took that as, I'll gift you a free month so that you can experience the Halloween stuff.
Come over here. Come into this alley. Look what I got
for you.
You're
like my pusher.
First month's free, baby.
First month's free, Mikey.
So, yeah.
Oh,
so
like this.
I'm totally
now it's
going
to cost you.
And I didn't want to be because there's other things I really should be doing. But
It's fun.
But
as long as you're having a good time.
I'm having a blast.
That's all that matters.
Excellent.
That's the most Mikey has ever talked on this podcast. That's how I wanted to encourage that. I'm like, yes, talk about WoW.
I love it. I just
What's up with you before?
I just worked. Well,
I bet not.
Clean the house?
Yeah, cleaning the house. Did I have the chisel mortiser the last time we spoke?
I don't think so.
No.
So
that is new.
To my dad's, and I borrowed his chisel mortiser, which is a drill press that can drill square holes.
That's awesome.
So,
that is awesome.
I didn't know that.
I have now. Yes. Yes, you are thinking.
Yes, I am.
Sense,
and it's blowing my brain.
But it's exactly what it is.
That's so
and
cool.
So I've drilled all the mortises now for the bassinet.
Oh,
now
so is that...
I will use the router to create the tenons. And a mortise and tenon joint is basically a male and female joint
of
sorts.
Now you're talking Ron Swanson's language.
The mortise.
Now I got it.
Yes.
See, there.
For those visual learners
wood,
out there,
the
you
wood
take
is
your,
doing it.
You take your fist and a finger and so yeah,
what
a mortise
kind of
is
finish
a hole.
You gonna put on it?
And a tenon is
wow,
a stick of sorts. And so yeah, you use the drill to drill the square holes and then put the tenons in the holes. So that's what I've done. Progressed on that.
So I have a question about that. Since we delved into Mikey's nerdy thing, we're going to delve into your nerdy thing.
Yeah.
What the part of it that makes the whole square, is that mostly bit based? Like it's dependent on the bit?
Correct. Or is it, it's a very specific tool.
And for those of you who don't know anything about tools, like the bit is the part that goes on the end of a drill or a drill press that creates the shape of the hole that you are making.
And they're always round because drill bits are round. They spin in a round circular motion.
Screws are round. Everything's round.
Drill round.
Yeah.
So basically, it's called a hollow chisel mortiser because it's a drill. So you imagine a drill bit, which is like a spiral-shaped thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then all around that on all four sides are very, very sharp, curved chisels.
Yes.
And so when you push the bit down, it hogs out the material with the drill press, mm-hmm. the drill bit, and then the squared chisel part just gouges out the rest.
Neat.
And you just do that multiple times to create a long rectangular hole, square-shaped in the middle of your wood cutout.
Ooh, that's hot. See, we're also educational here.
Interesting.
Learned something just now. That's
so,
right.
And so I knew my dad had that tool, but I didn't know if he had a quarter-inch bit. And I was like, hey, do you have the bit that I need and whatever?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I called him up and I was like, hey, can I use your mortiser? And he's like, what's that? And I was like, the thing that drills square holes? He's like, oh, yeah, I got one of those. And I was like, I know, that's why I'm calling.
I'm calling it by the proper name, Dad.
The thing that does the thing.
And so then I was like, yeah, I just need a quarter-inch bit because I'm going to make quarter-inch tenons, da-da-da. So he's like, yeah. He sent me a picture. Actually, I have this and this. And he had a brand-new bit. And I was like, wonderful.
Neat.
So I went up there and got it all ready to go. And he's like, just take it home. And I was like, perfect.
That's rad.
Thanks, Pop.
That's awesome.
But yeah, so bassinet's coming along. Hopefully there's tenons and I can dry fit everything together next time.
Neat.
But I think that's all that I've done. And, yeah, we're cleaning the house.
When you're done with that, I'm going to commission something from you.
Yeah. Oh, you still want your headshot thingy?
I need a table that doesn't look like shit.
Yes.
And I was looking at, like, thrift
cutting
shop.
Cutting board.
I was looking at...
Sorry.
Well, I could, I could half-ass it with something like that, but I want something...
No,
like,
that's what I want.
You want a cutting board. Oh, okay.
But I really want to make a cutting board, but in order to make a cutting board the best way possible, I would need what's called a planer.
Yeah.
And planers are fantastic. Or a drum sander, but I don't have room for a drum sander. A planer would be better.
You could do it with a drum sander?
You could. It would take longer.
Okay.
But it would sand it down, just like a planer does. The only planer cuts it off, and the sander sands it off.
Jared loves wood, you guys.
Yeah.
I love that. That's great.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
I do.
That's what's up.
Wood.
I have to have news.
This just in.
See?
No, I had some news.
When? Richard Blake.
Thank you.
Nice.
Can you hit the Life's a Biz button for me?
The Life's a Biz button?
Yeah, please.
Yep. Yep.
It's right here.
I sure can. Watch how I do it.
It's on page number three. There you go.
It's on page.
Life's a Biz.
Got it.
This goes out to Mike Bissett, who posted this in the chat. It was Disney and Sony shaking hands, making nice, so that Spider-Man, as we know him, Tom Holland playing Spider-Man in Far From Home, in Homecoming, in Avengers, Civil War, et cetera, can stay in the Marvel Universe.
Yes.
Supposedly, we're going to get two more movies out of that.
They wanted him for seven, I think.
Definitely two.
But
I don't know if they're going beyond that.
Is that two movies, or is it one movie and one appearance? I think that's what it is.
Good question.
I think that's
that
what
I don't
it was.
Know for sure.
I'm gonna be working on that right now.
Yeah.
Thank you. And to elaborate on that, apparently it all came about because of a personal appeal from Tom Holland himself.
Nice.
He's like, look, guys, we should make this the way we've been making it.
I need paychecks, guys.
Well, you know, he was gonna get them anyway.
Right.
Like, even if he went with Sony, he'd get paid. But he wants it to be good.
Yeah.
Like, he wants it to be. I respect that.
Well, and like the new deal was the old deal was Disney got 5% of opening box office only,
mm-hmm.
and that's it. That's what they got.
Yeah.
And they came back and they're like, 50-50. And they're like, no, that's
a bit
too much. And so now it's 20, or they both put up, or Disney's putting up more, or putting up money.
Yes.
Now.
Correct.
And then they both get 20, it's like 25% mm-hmm. to Disney, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And they get all merchandising, Disney does.
Well, yeah, because Sony's not going to sell fucking toys.
Right.
So.
And so Disney gets all merchandising, which is where the real money comes in anyway.
That's where the real money from the movie's made.
You know, Disney's going to be fine.
Spaceballs,
like, no matter what, whatever the deal's happening, Disney's not taking the short end of the stick.
Right.
Like, no matter what. So.
Yeah.
But what is weird about it is that Sony can use Tom Holland now. They couldn't before, from my understanding. They couldn't just make a Tom Holland Spider-Man movie slapped Sony on it.
Mm-hmm.
But now I think they can under the terms of the new contract.
Which brings me to my next point, my next piece of, like, smaller piece of news is that there's, it's rumored that he'll be playing, like, he'll be playing Spider-Man, but two somewhat different Spider-Men in two different universes. That's like Sony's. Right. Sony's Spider-Man universe and in the Marvel.
So like, there could be like Venom 2 could come out and then guess what? There's Tom Holland Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you meant like they were going to play with alternate universes like into the
If they were smart, they would do that.
Right.
They'd use the Spider-Verse tie-in
and another one. Yeah.
That's what they would do.
Whew, it's just crazy. Just whatever. As long as the MCU Spider-Man is Tom Holland and he's still there,
because
I don't
good.
Care what the other ones do. I don't have to watch those. They're not part of my quote unquote canon.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Canon. Such a nerdy thing.
All right, let me hijack news for a moment.
Go for it. Although I have something that ties directly
into
that.
It is news.
Go ahead. Give us the news.
Yeah it's not a.
I know.
It's not.
You said hijack. I was like, ooh. Yeah.
It's not a.
Hong Kong. friend of the show, Dave Walker.
Mm-hmm.
His comic book Bitterroot
mm-hmm.
has been optioned for a movie with the director of.
Coogler, baby.
Yep, Ryan Coogler.
Really?
I thought it was a series.
You know, it never does say whether. It just says that he's taking it on and making a production. I'm pretty sure it's a movie.
That guy makes good shit.
But
yes, he does.
So.
But it's huge news for our friend Dave to get his product and property optioned to a movie.
Yes. Appropriate use of that.
So congratulations,
congrats,
David.
Congrats,
Dave.
After decades of working and a lot of success, but on a limited comic book level where the ceiling is kind of high financially until you can sell it to option it to a movie. So I have no idea how much money he's going to get from it, but it's going to be definitely way more than he's ever gotten before. And my brother deserves it.
Word.
So. My hope for that.
So dope.
I know this man. I know this material. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. My hope for that is that Coogler gets to do it his way, like under maybe if it's a small indie studio or not like you know Universal or anything like that or
right.
one of those big guys. Because, if you watch Black Panther.
Yeah.
Obviously, watch that because it's a great movie. Watch Black Panther. Watch Creed, and then watch Fruitvale Station.
I've not seen that.
Fruitvale Station is fucking art. Like
right
that movie is beautiful and heartbreaking, and like the performances that he pulls out of like Michael B. Jordan's a great actor, obviously,
mm-hmm.
but the performance that he pulls out of all the actors in that film and just the way everything is put together is so specific and deliberate. You're like, this is a director's movie, like a specific director made all of these choices and put everything together in this very specific way. And when you watch something like you know Iron Man. A movie like Passengers, like big studio movies, you can tell when somebody else has an influence.
Excuse me. I have some.
I think we should do this. Yes. I think we should do this. And I think we should do this. But when you watch
Hold
like a
the
smaller
Pepsi can toward the screen,
right?
Which is this actually works as a great segue into my next story. But when you watch like an auteur's film, it's very obvious who that person is, what they're trying to say, and how they want to say it because everything. Just connects very well and is very deliberate and very specific. And Coogler is good at that.
Right
He's
on.
So good at it.
Right on.
Dude, it's so dope. I saw that and I was like,
that's so
right.
I'm happy for him. That's awesome.
It is. It's great.
It's so cool.
It's great.
So cool. Congrats, Dave.
So, yeah, he's at New York Comic Con. And I got to guess that it's hot right
stock
now.
Stock has risen a slightly.
Yeah, so he sold everything he had.
Because the internet knows things.
Yeah, he sold everything he had.
That's
oh,
cool.
And there's a picture of what's the super hot girl's name?
Rosario Dawson.
Yes, yeah. Rosario Dawson posing with Dave and his buddy with Bitterroot posters.
My goodness.
Nice. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, so. She's a stunning woman.
She is so attractive.
Do you know she was one of those who was actually literally discovered? Like she was
walking
not,
down the street, like,
not
hey,
trying to
be
an
be
actress.
In a movie?
Not, I think she was like in a mall. I don't know if it was in a mall. I'd have to, Mikey, you can Google this because you're the man in the chair.
Wait,
but,
didn't you just Google something else? Or something?
I'm trying the article.
Oh, the
Spider-Man very
thing.
Clear.
That's right.
Like she's in a mall or something like that. Like she wasn't, you know, out in Hollywood, like grinding it out, like in commercials and shit. Like somebody saw her and was like, "You should be in movies." And she's like, "Okay." And then now we have Rosario Dawson.
And she is. Yes.
I do need a job, so okay.
Why not make movies and be awesome and famous
sure.
and widely known? And yeah. Sounds great. Which leads me to, because we were talking about auteurs, we have quotes and news from Martin Scorsese.
Yeah.
Small time director that you may or may not have heard of.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, he's done a couple things. I guess a new movie coming out called The Irishman starring Robert.
It's a little bit of a movie.
Have I heard about that? Has
yes,
that,
wasn't the there, Netflix one.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
And there's been a little like it's been the hype has been around for a while, right?
Yeah.
For
yeah.
Maybe
there's a lot of hype.
Maybe a year.
That is going to be amazing.
A while, yeah.
It's been like cuz I think we talked about it a long, long time ago.
Correct.
Which is likely cuz he makes the good films. I don't know if you know that either. He was I don't know if it was specifically being interviewed about this or if it was just in another interview and somebody brought this up, but he had some commentary about Marvel and Marvel films that I'm not
flattering.
I'm not a fan of. Oh, wow. Here's what he had to say. He goes, "I don't see them. I tried, you know, but that's not cinema. Honestly, the closest I can think of them, as well made as they are, with actors doing the best they can under the circumstances, is theme parks. It isn't the cinema of human beings trying to convey emotional, psychological experiences. Blah blah blah. I'm old. I'm a real artist. Bling, blah, 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 blah." That's how I feel about it. Really, it's another one of those like, I want to separate myself. In what I do, and don't get me wrong, Scorsese's great.
Yep,
he's very
a
good.
Great,
he's very, very
brilliant
good.
Director who makes great work.
But
when
the
I
rat
hear
at the end of Departed was
when
overkill.
I hear, yeah, that was a little bit much. we didn't need that. Like we got the message.
Yes,
we didn't need that.
Right.
That's the same rat in Avengers Endgame, by the way. Same actor.
Right on.
No, okay. You can hit that. Anyway. It smacks of like I'm a real artist and everyone else is just playing games and
it's
kind of fuck you
it's
for
so
saying
dumb.
Shit like that, man. Like,
stop sniffing your own farts.
Yeah. We all know you're great. Like you don't need to be the guy to say that you do something different and greater and better. We know this.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Don't
lame.
Yeah. You laugh. Don't have to shit on stuff just to make your stuff look good.
That's
so.
Not cinema.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
says the guy having a film coming out on Netflix because no studio would back it. But, you
that's
know, whatever.
Not cinema. What's the record for the highest? Oh, that movie that's,
oh,
not,
that movie
cinema?
That's not cinema.
Yeah. No, no.
Go fuck yourself, Mark.
Yeah,
nice.
But wait, there's more.
Ooh, do tell. Is there more?
I have to open it. This one I don't know by heart. Yeah. Oh, this is football news.
Uh-oh.
This is just a fun dig at BJ. Actually, I only put this in there for BJ's sake. The 24th overall pick that Chicago traded for Khalil Mack turned into Josh Jacobs. Today, Josh Jacobs recorded 120 yards and 2 touchdowns against who? The Chicago Bears defense, which Khalil Mack plays on.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say something about Mitch Trubisky and who they could have.
Who's playing? Who played for him today?
Chase Daniels.
But that's a good football name, but he's not good.
Patrick Mahomes, no. Who's Boom. The savior of the football universe.
Yes.
And Watson.
Deshaun Watson,
who's ridiculously good, top 3 or 4 quarterback.
He went off today.
He did. He's stupid good.
Yes.
So when I think that I'd rather have either of those people than Mitch Trubisky.
Presently, really? The Colts are beating the Chiefs 16-10.
Really?
5 minutes to go. Crazy.
Because they lost to the Raiders last week.
Any other news?
One more bit of news. Did we talk about the title of the next Bond film?
No.
Did we not talk about that?
We did not.
Oh. Let me find it. The official poster was just released, and it's called No Time to Die.
No decapussy.
Ain't no one got time for that.
I got no time for that. it'll probably be Daniel Craig's last.
No Time to Die.
Last Bond film. But I can't remember her name right now because she's just a not as well-known actress.
Are all of these books, like, is there a book called No Time to Die already? Are they
all sourced from original Ian Fleming Bond stories?
Yeah,
I don't know.
And I'm just wondering if there's like a catalog of Bond books that are sitting on the shelf that people go, oh, they're doing No Time to Die. Great.
I honestly don't know.
Huh. I am looking up right now.
My instinct says no.
My instinct says no.
I would
imagine
there would be.
Like eventually, like just like Game of Thrones, like
for lots
of
them, I'm sure, but probably not for all.
Right.
Of them.
Yeah.
I'm sure for all the old ones, they probably are. And then
I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but the B actress from Captain Marvel is going to supposedly be playing 007 in this movie. Like Bond is, you know,
right.
And they're doing this thing where he's a rogue, and it's I'm a little sick of
it's a black woman, right?
Yeah, I'm a little sick of like the rogue agent. right. aspect of these of Daniel the Craig spy, Bonds the, yeah. of spy movies in general, really too, because they're all kind of doing the same thing. Not that there's a lot of them, like there's three.
Right,
Matt Damon.
Yeah, but it's the the agency's bad, and I know best, right. so I'm gonna do it my way.
Rogue.
I'm going rogue. Like I kind of long for like the classic Bond, who's like His Majesty's Secret Service and just very proper and does things the right way, and because that's what he's told to do, but still does it his way. Like I don't know, I'm just sick of the rogue agent thing. Like it's because everything's doing that.
Yeah,
you can't have like we can't have a good clever spy movie unless the agent is a rogue. Like that seems.
See, and people were kind of upset about a woman being James Bond. But it's like, James Bond is the code name for 007. So she's playing 007.
She's playing 007. She's not James Bond.
But that's the name. Those two are hand in hand. So I'm just curious what her code name's going to be if she's holding the mantle of 007.
Yeah.
Because she can't be. I mean, I guess I she can't be James Bond.
007 is like the title of.
007 is the designation. There's a theory that James Bond is the code name. Like, that's not his real name. But I'm pretty sure that's his real name.
So for the most whole. Part. Played by every different person ever doesn't matter at all. It's just because.
Yeah.
It's just like,
it's just because we don't care about. Ryan.
There you go.
We don't care about timing. We don't care about, what decade we're in. Right. Like his name's James Bond and you're going to deal with it, which I'm fine with, honestly. Yeah. The Simpsons haven't aged in 20 years. So,
right. I just thought it was, thought it was a code name. So I was wondering what her name was going to be.
Yeah. That's one of those like internet fan theories that I approve of because it's like, oh, that's cool. Like that makes sense.
It makes sense. Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
What'd you find, Mike?
So it doesn't look like that. They're, according to this, I mean, I would say that the novels and short stories or whatever have already pretty much been made.
Okay.
The list of novels is.
Ian Fleming's probably passed by now.
I'm sure of that.
Time ago. Yeah. I think. I'm just
guessing. I really have no idea. But those were out in the 60s, so I imagine that,
I'd have to look that up.
But that's all right. Let's assume.
The list is Casino Royale, Live and Let Die, Moonraker, Diamonds Are Forever, From Russia With Love, Dr. No, Goldfinger, For Your Eyes Only, Thunderball.
So not all of them then.
But
a lot of
them. List, yeah.
That's good.
I do the theme songs of most of those.
Yeah. So. Yeah. But yeah, I think I mean, but yeah, there's nothing that's No Time to Die.
The one where Denise Richards is a nuclear physicist.
Exactly. And Rosario Dawson. Going back to that one. She, according to Wikipedia, was discovered on her front porch.
Wow.
Nice.
Somebody was just walking
by.
Yeah.
Hey, I was just watching you for weeks inside your house.
I've seen you on this porch before.
And thought that she would be perfect for his movie called Kids.
God.
Really?
Yeah.
That guy's a creep.
Creepy.
I'm glad it worked out for her, but now that I'm thinking about
that.
She also had an appearance on Sesame Street as well before this. So,
As a child?
All right. Yeah, so
she did.
She did something.
As a child.
Anything else?
That's it. That's the news.
And that's the way it was.
Excellent. Thanks for the news. But now let's take a quick commercial break.
After these messages, we'll be right back. Lucky you were born that far away, so we could both make fun of distance. Lucky that I love. The lucky fact of your existence. Maybe I will find the end solely to
watching? What you watching?
So, Jared, what have you been watching today? What do you think has been good?
What?
It doesn't matter what you think, because Friday Night SmackDown was on.
I was
sorry.
Very confused.
I couldn't get it as good as you got me two or three years ago. When
that
we
was
did it,
the
good. It was so good. I couldn't stop laughing. I could not stop laughing. And they did that. So you didn't watch it?
Nope. So, I sure didn't.
Isn't The Rock coming back?
The Rock. Well, he was in this first. He was in this episode.
That's
no
dope.
Way.
Yeah.
Well, it's so funny. I go back and forth. I'm totally like Mr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
When it comes to The Rock?
When it comes to professional wrestling.
Oh, okay.
Where I'm like, this is stupid as fuck. And other times I'm like, this is the greatest thing in the world.
Because it is.
It really is.
Some
really
things need to be stupid. Like, you know.
Not
everything's high art, Scorsese.
Hey, right. Trust me. I've been fighting the old man yelling at the internet inside of me with wrestling, with The Masked Singer.
Oh, yeah.
With lots of stuff where I'm just like, this is so stupid. And just like, I just enjoy it.
It's fantastic.
Just, it's just fun. So anyway, I watched Friday night.
So, yeah, it's crazy SmackDown. Because SmackDown's now on Fox.
On network television.
What?
Right. And so, for at least for the premiere on Fox,
I think it's a regular Friday night thing now.
Right, but for the premiere, they were like, "The Rock, Stone Cold, etc." Ric Flair was there.
Everybody,
Shawn Michaels was there. Like all the goods were there doing their thing.
So wrestling has also realized that people born in the 80s now have money and will spend it on watching their product.
Yep.
So it's so funny because I took my lunch break in this little taco shop up in Crest, and I got a burrito, and I sat down on they have a venue for music and stuff, but that's where I sat to take my lunch break.
Wait, how was the burrito?
It was bomb.
What was the taco shop?
California Burrito. I don't know the name. It was in Crest.
Crest,
it's the only
Crest
one in
big.
Crest.
The only burrito.
So you deliver my sister-in-law's mail too, or no? In Crest?
Sure.
You deliver all the Crest?
Sure. Half of it. I mean, I've done all. If your zip code is 92021, I have delivered your mail at some point.
I don't know if that's what it is.
It's the only thing in Crest.
Oh, then there it is.
Yes.
There you have.
It's split into two routes. There's this side and there's this side. Anyway, so I got a burrito, sat down, and on the television was TNA Wrestling. Mm-hmm. So TNA Impact Wrestling, I think is what it is. And they had like a hexagon-shaped ring. It wasn't square. And I was like, that's weird. Hmm. And I was like, I wonder if this is new or not, because the people wrestling were Mick Foley and Kurt Angle. And I'm like,
is this a real?
That's why I was like, is this new or is this
WWE owns that, right?
I don't know.
I think they do.
And so I was very confused about what was happening.
They own another like wrestling thing.
It looks like
they
it might be NXT.
That's or and they're the next up and comers is NXT. Right. But anyway, so I was like, what is happening? This is bizarre. And I was just sitting there watching, and they're going back and forth doing the stupid shit. Mick Foley pulled out a sock and like did Socko, but I'm like, he's not Mankind, so I guess he's just Mick Foley and can do all of his character stuff.
Huh.
And so then Kurt Angle like knocks the ref out and he's on the ground and trying to pin and 1, 2, shoulder. And then back in the next one, bam, 1, 2, shoulder. And then Mick Foley gets him in a rear naked choke. Choke him out. Lift up the hand, flop down. Lift up the hand, flop down. Lift up the hand.
Here comes the strength.
Right. And like, it was so formulaic in the fact that I knew exactly what was going to happen.
Yeah.
But yet I could not stop watching. And I was like, who's going to win? Who's going to win?
That's so funny.
It was so funny. Andrea was like giddy, like, oh my god, when the Rock came out, she was just like, oh my god.
Did he say, do you smell what the Rock's cooking?
He finally did say that, but what they did is there's
oh
wrestlers that
gosh.
I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, of course.
But there's a,
all the new people.
Oh, there's a
all
woman who's called the Man. Have you heard of this woman?
No.
So she's the champ. She's a women's champ, and she's the Man.
Sure.
That's funny.
Like,
if you
damn
get,
the man?
Yeah,
kind of
you,
like
well,
corporate person?
No, more like, if you want to be the champ, you got to beat the man. And
sure.
I'm the man. You know, she's, anyway.
Right. Very much a woman.
So,
that's a good shtick.
So,
I like it.
Yeah, it's funny. And it's like ideas. You gotta.
If it's not hammy, it's not wrestling.
Of course.
To me.
So they had this other guy who was like the current champion, I guess, and I forget what he called himself. He was the king of something. He was the king. He had a crown on. He was the king.
Sure.
But The Rock says, "So did you just think that you would come out here and you would do this?" And
actually, I thought that I would. Do
and then
that.
Yeah, and then then the girl says, "It doesn't matter what you think," which kind of like it still was funny. It was really funny, but I wanted to hear The Rock. I was
you
like,
hear The Rock say it.
Yeah.
Of course, you want to hear The Rock.
I want The Rock
say it.
Do that. So.
Now, did Rock and Stone Cold, did those guys wrestle at all? Or were they just there to be
Rock,
like, look, here we are?
Rock, beat up on the king, I think, and maybe someone else. And
did he people's elbow?
He did the people's elbow.
Damn right he
did.
The most
so
electronic
hard.
Move in sports entertainment.
a little shimmy. And it's like, it's
that's fantastic.
Yeah. Left and right. Oh no! Here it comes.
Mad
the people's elbow.
Respect.
People
mad
go
respect.
Crazy.
Hell yeah, baby!
He doesn't need to do this. Like, he
does. He does
yeah.
not.
Well,
no.
he's always said forever he will always be The Rock as long as he can. He's like, wrestling is my home. It's my life. It's my family.
It really
that's
made
fantastic.
Him who he is.
Yeah, and it's literally he grew up. His grandpa and his dad are wrestling. Like he's he's wrestling.
Oh, they did. I didn't know that.
Yes.
So that's kind of cool too.
So he's like full on wrestler, and he's like he said multiple times that like. As long as they'll have him and as long as he can do stuff, and if he's free, he will do it. So I'm just happy that he's keeping true to that.
I don't know if we talked about it on this show or if it's just a conversation that I was having, but this conversation about like who would like which celebrity would it break your heart if like they got if it came
were
out that they had like
person.
Sexual misconduct or like did something terrible or something awful.
Right.
And like the stock answer is Tom Hanks. Like,
right.
If you found out Tom Hanks was a terrible person, we'd be like
thanks
really?
For ruining like, literally everything.
Like
I'll be in my cave until I die.
The Rock is one of those. Like if I found out The Rock did something terrible or was terrible in some way, I'd be really disappointed because I love him.
He's a pure.
I love
he's
him.
He's a pure soul. Yeah. I think he just he can do no.
I wrong. Hope so.
Yeah,
I really do.
He's so great. I love The Rock.
BJ, you finished off that maker's mark there, buddy.
I still argue with Samantha that he's
eight,
The Rock, and
weeks.
She says, he's
Dwayne
Johnson.
No, that
I
is
said,
The
no,
Rock.
He's The Rock.
That is
and then
the
we
Rock.
Saw the commercial for the Thursday SmackDown thing, and it's like, and guess who's back? And it's like, do you smell? And it's like, says, boom, The Rock. And I was like, you were saying?
I was like, that's for wrestling.
I was like, doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter what you think.
He's The Rock. He will forever be The Rock. If you look him up on Instagram, what do you think his name is?
Now, he said,
quote, The Rock.
He said, and I don't know if it's true or not, but he said that he, while he was doing his speech, it's so funny how much of it is dialogue. Like,
oh, yeah.
So,
it's just
yeah.
all
like,
talk.
Over the years, yeah. Like, it used to be like you did a little talking before you came in the ring, maybe a little bit after.
Yeah.
But now, like, 3/4 of it is talking on the microphone, and then a quarter of it's wrestling.
I love when the venue only has one mic, and you're like, I'm going to shit talk you like crazy.
And then here's the mic.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's
the microphone.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to ask this question before we go too far. How old were you when you either were told or realized that wrestling was scripted?
I remember fighting it for a long time.
Yeah.
Like because I remember being like.
Well, you were in like the heyday.
Well, I was like when I was like 12, and I was 12 in 1979.
Yeah.
This was when Ric Flair used to fight Ricky Steamboat, in Charleston, South Carolina, in the regional wrestling, which was before.
Woo!
Oh, dude, Ric Flair is the best.
That's good. That's
He's
good.
The best.
That's a good player.
Woo! Nature boy.
Uh-huh.
So it was a while. And then, like, as it got to be, like, I remember kind of like, he didn't really hit him. You know, he didn't really hit him, like, there. And I don't know exactly how old I was. In my teens, probably.
Yeah.
Like, in my teen years.
I was probably 13, 14 when I was, like, when I had the same, it was the same thing. I was watching him, like, he didn't even make contact on that punch. Like, I couldn't have hurt him. And you're like, wait.
Right.
And you go back and you watch more of it, and you're like, wait.
Right.
What's happening?
None of this is real.
And do you remember the big...
like, I always knew that the fighting wasn't real because I had two older brothers, and, like, they kind of ruined that, you know,
they
magic
told you.
For
oh,
me.
Really?
Ain't real.
But, like, I never knew that, like... The outcomes were known like months in it. Like I never knew that until
right. That definitely
later.
Took longer for me too. Yeah,
but I always kind of knew that like that's not real. But like some of the stuff where I'm like, okay, he just got hit with a chair. Like I know there's technique here, but he just got hit with a chair.
Yeah.
Like you can't quote unquote fake that.
Right. Yeah, and they had
got hit
but
with the
she
chair.
Can.
Right. They had a ladder in this.
That man had a family.
Yeah, on SmackDown they had one of these ladder matches. And they're jumping off of stuff and land, like, and I'm like, nah, that hurts. Like, and that dude, he looks hurt.
Oh,
he
yeah.
looks hurt.
What have yeah. I done? Oh God.
And then, you know, and you learn, like, going to that wrestling thing, you know, a couple years ago, I went to, like, a local wrestling
event. Yeah.
It was great. But that's what gets you, like, that wins the day, that, you know, like, yeah. Like, if you're willing to, like, sacrifice yourself. And they used to, you know, and I remember hearing about it. They would bleed, used to be a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
But they would, like, take a little like pin or something or a little razor, give themselves a little cut, and then you know these face things will just bleed forever.
Yeah, and yeah. It looks gory as hell.
Yeah, and yeah. So they would do these things, and the movie The Wrestler. Did you ever see that?
No.
Oh, it's really good. Oh, really? You guys?
I have not watched that movie.
I've
heard nothing but great things about it.
Yeah, it's on my list.
Mickey Rourke. Right. Yeah. That's a really good movie, especially nice. looking into the, like, the wrestling industry. And then there's a lot of regular wrestlers or real wrestlers in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, lots of them. But do you remember there was a lawsuit where they had to admit, like it was probably 20 years ago?
Yes, I remember this.
Yeah, and they had to admit that it wasn't like actual combat or it wasn't real. They had to admit it wasn't real.
Right.
And that's when they started calling it wrestling entertainment or sports entertainment.
Yeah.
Which they do that. They embrace that term now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the biggest star in sports entertainment. You know,
the most electrifying man.
Right.
That's The Rock.
Can you smell?
Come on.
So anyway, so ever since then, that's when I think society as a whole had to like,
there come the Jesus moment.
And say fuck it. Yeah, and say, I don't care. We're going to enjoy. We're going to act like
because it's about the drama and the character. It's about the characters and the drama.
Yeah, it's silly. Right. Yeah, I remember, like,
it is
was so
manly,
good at making me.
It is a sweaty soap opera.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
There's nothing wrong with that.
So,
But you reminded me when you mentioned Ric Flair that there's a, I don't know how little known or widely known this is or is not, but he has a son who, I don't know how recent this was, but in high school, he's on the high school wrestling team.
Uh-huh.
And his son was beaten by another high school wrestler. And the other guy goes, woo! After he beat him.
Oh,
and it started a brawl. Like, Ric Flair comes out and they get into a whole real fight because he's like, obviously, he's mocking that.
Right,
that
for sure.
The son of Ric Flair.
Okay, so now I got a question.
It's kind of awesome. Like, how could you not do that if you're that wrestler? Like,
yeah.
I kind of would too.
So
he looks right at Ric Flair too.
In SmackDown, Ric Flair's daughter is a wrestler.
Okay.
She's got very broad shoulders and is very tall and a very flat butt. And I'm very curious to know if this is a woman or a man.
What's the XY ratio there?
Yeah. You can't not be accepting. I'm clearly like accepting whatever
sure.
the scenario is. But part of me is wondering, like, is that a woman?
Well, I mean, there's a conversation to be had there about that. Because I can't remember her name either right now. It's not my head, but there's the now famous runner who she has higher natural testosterone levels than most women do.
Naturally, right?
And it's
I've
like,
heard of her.
And it's like, what do you do here? Like, is it fair for her to compete against other women when she has a natural advantage? But it's like, well, I mean, other athletes have natural advantages too. Like,
just naturally bigger and
Troy
stronger.
Troy Polamalu was just bigger, faster, and stronger than a lot of other safeties, and he could get to the play, you know, better than most people. So is that different because his assigned gender is different? Like, and it's very confusing, and it's a very hard, I think anyway, thing to navigate.
It's in competition where it pits gender v gender.
Caster Semenya, thank you, Mikey.
When it pits gender v gender, then yes, I think you have to talk about it.
Yeah,
but like, if it's a naturally occurring thing, like because there was controversy over like somebody who transitioned also.
Yeah,
and it's like, well, she can't compete because she's not really a woman, and like everyone's like, well, that's not cool,
right?
But like, but
you have a physical
she
edge.
She has a physical edge,
like
exactly. She's stronger than her competition.
Yeah,
And it's like, well, is this allowed? Like, should we? And that's where you kind of have to go, I don't know. Glad I don't make those rules.
Yeah.
Well, in the sports entertainment, I'm sure it's.
Oh, know, yeah. Wrestling,
right, wrestling doesn't fucking
yeah.
matter.
Yeah.
It's wrestling.
But when you're going
important.
For Olympic gold.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And you're sure. racing like other women. And it's like, well.
And if I was a woman in that
20
field,
years,
I would understand not being thrilled about that.
Right.
I get it.
Wait a second. Yeah.
But at the same time, I understand like her point of view. Like, well, this is me. Like, you know,
right.
All I can do is be me and go run. So what do you want me to do?
Crazy. Crazy
tough.
Sort of.
What else do you watch?
We talked about wrestling for half an hour.
I watched It Chapter 2. Did I talk about that already?
Yeah.
No.
I talked about it.
Yes, I know you did.
So you've seen it too, and you've seen it.
Yeah.
I need to.
What'd you think?
Did I talk about it? I don't think so. Because I would have told the story where I told teenagers to shut up. Did I say that on the show? Okay, excellent.
Did you?
Oh, I don't know.
I think so. Anyway, go ahead.
I told kids to shut up because they were.
No, you hadn't seen it when
I. So this was in the theater then? You went.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
The theater.
Oh yeah. And we went out and got tickets and right there at Grossmont, the side seats and everything. We sat down. I was like, this is going to be great. It was like a Saturday. Friday. It was Friday night. No, I don't remember what. I have no idea. I think it was a Friday or Saturday, and it was late at night, like 9 o'clock at night. And we're like, let's go see It Chapter 2. This is going to be great. Went over and saw the movie, sat down. And like right behind us comes like five, probably 13, 14-year-old girls. And first of all, I'm like, how the fuck did you get in? This is an R-rated movie. You have to be 17. Is that not a thing anymore? Or do people not care? What the fuck? Anyway. So
probably
five,
a little bit of A, B, and C.
Right. So there's five, probably 14. At most, they're got to be 15. So early high school at the most.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're middle school, though. Anyway, they're all on their phones for all the previews. All of them. And I'm like, whatever. It's the previews.
It's the preview.
It's fine. Yeah. Do whatever you're going to do during the previews.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Get it all out. Yeah.
And then the movie starts, and they won't stop talking.
Oh, no.
Like, and they're talking about the movie, but commenting loud enough to be way obnoxious. What the fuck? Like, at the very beginning of that movie, there's a scene where a guy and his boyfriend are at the county fair or whatever, and then they get brutally beat up. It's kind of triggering for people, but at the same time, it's a crazy horror movie.
It's a horror movie.
The whole thing's triggering. I think we mentioned that. But anyway, so, but they, as soon as the guy kisses his boyfriend, like, the girls are like, oh my God, like, what? And it's like, okay, first of all, it's 2019. Who the fuck
are you? Who raised
shocked
these children?
A guy kissing a guy. What? But they just would like constantly be commenting and doing things like that to where for the first 5 minutes I turned slightly and said, shh, at which point they all giggled mercilessly for the next 30 to 40 seconds. Oh my God, we handled the shit. And then the crazy cool kick-ass scene that is in the trailer where Bev goes to the old lady's house and it's crazy good times. And like they just wouldn't stop talking again. Like, oh my God, do you think she's gonna take her shirt off? Do you think you're gonna see her boobs? Do you think? What if? Oh my God, what if this happened? Like that's how loud they're talking, to where I took my hand on the side of the chair next to me, kind of raised myself up, postured my 36-year-old self, and said, "Shut up." Probably at that volume.
Yes.
To which the one, you know, head Regina George girl said, Jesus fucking Christ. And then they shut the fuck up.
Good.
Because I told these little bitches to shut up.
I love that you invoked Mean Girls so close to Mean Girls Day as well. Nice touch.
But it's true. I was just like, shut up. Like, what are you doing? There was a couple in front of us that were very animated and having a lot of fun. And they would comment when something happened. Oh, shit, did you see that? Was crazy. And like that I can get. Like when the
small little thing,
when the wife like smacks the guy, like, oh my God, yee! And they get the anticipation and like the fun stuff.
That's fine.
Bring it on all day.
Well within
I don't
etiquette.
Care.
Well within.
But just don't sit there and talk and make stupid commentary loud. Like just, you can whisper. I'll hate you for it. But if you have to say something, just whisper to your person. Oh my God, did you see the? Do you think she's gonna be naked? That's crazy. Like. That's annoying too, but it's not like, oh my God, do you think she's going to take her top off?
Yeah.
Like, shut up. So I said the words shut up, which I don't ever do. But I even posted about it. I was like, saw the movie. And so it was like, yeah, it was crazy.
Very warning. So that reminds me.
It was very,
of,
very good. I really, really, really liked it.
Cool. I don't know if it was last
one
week
day.
Or the week before. There's an article out talking about reexamining like theater etiquette and our sensibilities of what's acceptable and what's not acceptable, because we live in a different world now and times are different and things are different. And we have different technology and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, no, this is the hill that I will die on.
Yeah. You shut the
when
fuck
you're
up.
You're at the show. Shut the fuck up and watch the show.
Put your phone away and watch the movie.
Watch the show.
It's even worse in like theater.
Oh, like, it's so much worse.
God, shut up. What are you doing?
Because the actors are there.
They're right
and you can
there.
Literally distract them yes. from their performance
yes.
with your bullshit.
Yes.
So knock it the fuck off.
Yeah.
I get animated. I cannot stand this stuff. And it's happening more and more. And if I were somebody on Broadway right now, I would be the guy that would say, stop everything. Hold on. I would walk out into the audience and say, put that shit away.
Yeah. What are you doing? You, third row, back.
You got to leave.
Red shirt. What the fuck is up with you?
I'd jump off the stage and walk right up to their face. You need to stop that.
Next. Here we go.
Like, respect what we're doing up here.
They're like, my baby's
Jesus
fucking
called. Christ.
My child's choking.
Go outside. Right? Go outside. Sorry. Like, I get it. I know emergencies happen.
Yes.
That's fine. Get up and go out.
Yep.
Don't sit there in the theater on the phone. Just do not do it.
It's my friend Dewan.
He just
wants to talk.
Dewan, we make an exception for you, my friend. This isn't the theater, also.
36 years old is apparently my threshold for
now you're an
not
adult.
Caring about confrontation to the point where I will tell teenage girls to shut up to their face.
That's a real dad move right there. Like, it really is.
Couldn't hang. I couldn't
you
hang.
Need to shut up. Yeah.
Yeah, but it was really good. We also watched the first episode of Creepshow, which is on Shudder, Shudder.
As Ryan Shores recommends.
It's very good. Nice. So we got Shudder for free from Comic-Con, and then because the show wasn't out yet, we paid them the $5 they wanted for it, and now we're watching the show. It's exactly what you hope for. It's campy, good times, fun. So I highly, if you got $5 to spare,
now,
get the Shudder app.
Creepshow it's a show.
It is a series.
An hour long each?
So the first episode, I think, was like 1:10, but there's two stories.
I was going to say, is it one story?
Two stories
per. I was so excited back in the day when Creepshow came out, and I saw it several times.
And so the way they go from like comic book into the story and then back to comic, it's very well done.
That's cool.
And it's campy as all get out, and it's good times. So we watched that, and then because we were on the Shudder app, we did our favorite thing to do on that app, which is go to the one of the movie channels and hit play and just watch whatever's going to happen. And it happened to be Slumber Party Massacre.
Oh,
sweet.
From like 1982, 83, something like that. And it's exactly what you think it is. It is a bunch of
feel-good
teenage
story.
Girls that are getting murdered by a guy that escaped a mental hospital with a giant drill.
Weapon.
Yeah, his weapon's a drill.
Okay.
And like he like turns it, and then he like turns it around.
Like a power drill?
Yes. It's just a drill. Huh. Technically a hammer drill, if you know what that is. It has the handle on the side.
Yeah.
But he turns it on and like slash people, and they're like their guts would rip out. And
nice.
It's like, I don't think you understand how a drill works. it's not. What is that?
Mikey B, he pulled up the poster.
Oh, yeah.
And it's exactly what you would expect it to be.
It's fantastic. There's no plot. There's zero plot to this movie whatsoever. There's like horrible, horrible 80s tropes that happen where like, uh-oh, we got to change our clothes now.
Oh,
and then like the two boys are like outside the window just like staring. Oh, my God. And I'm like... My 2019 self was like,
you're dead.
Well, no, I was like, probably shouldn't be,
don't be
hanging out
on
watching girls change their clothes. Because, like, this is a little, you can't do that.
When you're 13, the concept of a panty raid, it's like, panty raid.
Your 36-year-old dad was like, hey, you kids,
I was like,
get away from the window.
What are you doing? But, yeah, it was just funny. Yeah. If we died and gone to heaven? I was like, oh, man. But it was fantastic. And I think in the very first scene of the movie, the lead takes her top off to change. And then she goes to school the next day and then plays basketball. And then guess what? The basketball game's over. So what happens next?
A change of shirt.
Shower. So everyone's in the shower.
Oh,
It's total 100% 80s fantasticness.
I remember?
And it's great.
The excitement of there's boobs. There are boobs in
this
movie.
Boobs in this movie.
Yeah.
Man.
It's so bad. But it's so good. I highly recommend if you can
like
if
when
you
I was
see it. just watch Slumber Party
12,
Massacre.
11 or 12. I watched just one of the guys for the sole purpose of, like, there's boobs in the end. You should watch that movie.
Those
she
are,
takes her shirt. I'm like, whoa!
Those are phenomenal boobs in that. I remember, like, yeah. What?
Slumber Party Massacre, everyone. So yeah, we're going to be turning that on. And every time we watch a new episode of Creepshow, we're going to be like, let's
awesome.
See what's
movie.
There.
Yeah. That's cool.
Brief tangent.
Yes, I can do it.
First one on the show.
So Mikey pulled up the poster for Slumber Party Massacre.
Yes.
And it was the shot through the killer's legs, and he's holding his weapon, and you see all the victims yes. on the other side. Because we know what this is. Like, we've seen this poster before
yes.
for many other movies. And I want to talk for a minute about poster tropes.
Okay.
Because there are so many poster tropes, and I kind of love them.
What's the Nicholas Sparks, like, white people almost kissing?
White people, yes, that's exactly what it is. I was going to say that next.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like, it's fine. No, it's fine. It's I'm glad you said it. But, like, if you look at, like, The Notebook or, like, all those Nicholas Sparks romance translated movies, it's always white people who are about to kiss. They're not kissing, but they're about
very
to
close.
Kiss.
Very close.
And there's so many posters where they're so close together. That's what they're going to do. But there's other things, like, if the movie's about – like, if it's a modern semi-action movie, there's going to be blue and orange in it.
Right.
Like, they use teal and orange for the poster. And if you looked up teal and orange movie posters, do it right now if you're listening. There are just a billion of them.
Yes.
There are so many of
That's
them.
That's interesting.
Big red text is another one. Like, this big red text on the poster.
Or like big head in the background.
Big head
small
in the background.
Heads in the foreground.
Small heads in the foreground, yeah. Or, like, the most of the poster's yellow. Or, God, what is – oh, there's so many of them. But Between the Legs is like – that would make me think of it, because there's just 1,001 Between the Legs movie posters, not just for, like, horror slasher movies, but for all different kinds of movies too. But, like, you know, action movies like Walking Away from Explosions.
Right.
Like, and I kind of – I love it. I love that it's a thing.
Two white people almost
white
kissing.
White people almost
brought
kissing.
Brought to you
that's
by
the,
Nicholas
that's
Sparks.
The best one. Far and above the
usually
best
usually in
one.
The rain, too.
Oh, yeah. Of course, yeah. I mean, is it even romantic if it's not in the rain? No.
So good. White people almost kissing.
I love it.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Mikey B just pulled up a thing. It's 13 popular movie poster cliches. I want him to hear. I want to hear all 13.
Yeah.
Board Panda has a wonderful article.
Yes.
Number one is the loner veal. The loner. A loner veal. I can talk.
Words are hard.
A loner viewed from behind.
Yes.
And so you have, gosh, I wish that, like, because some of these are a little bit really dark, but G.I. Joe, Harry Potter,
Resident
Watchmen.
Evil. It's like the lone wolf, awesome character, sure. Like viewed from the back and almost
over
a
the
silhouette.
Shoulder shot.
Yeah.
Big heads over tiny people on a beach.
Yes.
Ooh, on a beach. That is specific. There
but
are
there's
so many.
There's
of them.
A lot of those.
It has like 30 of them on there.
That's fantastic.
Back to back viewed from the side.
Oh, yeah. Like, how many of them are Matthew McConaughey
like, or
movies?
Or like Mr. Yeah. Yes. Probably How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Angelina and Brad's probably on there. Yeah, totally. I can picture
number four.
Between the Legs shot.
Yes.
Nice.
My favorite one.
Oh, there's In Bed, I guess.
Oh, yeah, there are a lot of those.
There are a lot of people in bed.
Some of them
like the
really
breakup,
badly
like Jen
down.
Aniston and Vince Vaughn.
Pouting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Angry.
I can picture it.
That's great.
Oh, The Big Eye. There's a lot
of
big eyes.
The poster is just one eye.
Oh, Requiem.
Yeah.
Avatar.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. It's like a whole half.
Godzilla
eye,
does that, I think. Yeah. Like the 1997 Godzilla does that.
Blue. That's interesting.
The poster
just
is
the
just
color
mostly blue.
Yeah.
Mostly blue.
Sure.
Yeah.
Black and white action movie posters. Like
really
Die Hard, Transporter.
Hmm. Black and white,
Expendables.
Though. Okay.
I mean,
with
there's a little
text,
bit of black
kind
of
artsy because it's
Die
like,
Hard always
Die
has
Hard
the
red
text,
text
though.
Yeah. But like the imagery
text.
Is.
Big red text.
And flames. There's a lot of them with flames in that.
Love it.
In that one.
Yeah.
Running in the street at a tilt and tinted blue.
That's very specific.
That is
as
specific,
well.
And there
the
are
firm,
a lot of these.
Running in the street on a
ooh,
so it's like a Dutch
firm.
Angle.
Yeah,
I mean, like you're like banking,
an like
oh, okay.
a canted angle.
Yeah,
yeah.
Got it. That's funny.
All right,
the
next,
firm. I can picture it too.
Yeah. Building a face out of other objects.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah,
right.
I got you. I picture that too.
So wait, let me think.
Like, is it a Salvador Dali thing where the
Truman Show is one of those? Yes.
Truman Show.
That's good.
Yes.
That's very good.
Nice.
Rich knows his movie posters.
Gosh. I love movie posters, man.
Yes.
Heck yeah.
The Dark Knight. Which is why there's tropes. Ooh, yeah, that's a good one too.
Lady in Red. There are a lot of those. There's so
Holy
many.
Holy shit.
That the
like
that
a lady in a red dress.
Yes.
That's the trope.
Yeah.
Like the movie Lady in Red.
I can recognize
that's what I was like, is that one you're talking where they build a face? Or
there's
what?
There's so many of them. They're so small that I can
the
barely.
The square is 12 by 15.
Yeah,
that's how many of them there are.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I can't tell all of them, but
wow.
I recognize Tootsie just from the.
Okay, perfect. Yep.
The outline there. Justice is Blind.
Ooh, that's a new one.
Yeah,
I like that one though. Where it's like the front, the over the eyes of a character, like the poster's ripped, and you have like the title or something there in the middle.
Got it. Yep.
Yeah, I like that.
Like they rip the paper out, but it
right.
says
like wasn't
yeah,
like a Quiet Place or something though.
Did they do that?
Bird Box probably. Did.
Bird Box
for
probably.
Sure.
Yeah,
that's not on here though.
Yeah.
Siberia, Holly.
That's funny.
I don't know how to.
What else? What else? What else?
Okay, the big block in front. The big block front, right over the face.
It's like giant text over the main character's
like
face.
Like Scarlett Johansson, Lucy,
or like The Imitation Game.
Yeah,
I think it's one of those two, right?
Because like Lucy is just her face, and it says Lucy on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Over her eyes,
right.
Ripped out
in red text,
big red text.
with tiny people below it. It's all of them in one. Yeah. My head's gonna explode.
Interesting.
That's it.
That's cool.
But I love that.
Yeah.
Just
Google Nicholas Sparks.
White people almost kissing. Yeah, that's the best. Far and above the best one. Not on that list, but definitely the best one.
Because that's like a meme, not really a trope.
I love poster tropes, but I love movie and TV tropes in general. Also, do not go to TVtropes.com if you don't have time. Because you will go there and you'll lose a day.
That's
like
fantastic.
Just looking at these are all the tricks and things that
right.
TV shows and movies do that
I recognize that.
Yeah, that you've remembered from a thousand things that you've seen before. Ugh.
Did you find it? Did you look it up?
No, I couldn't find it. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. It's hilarious if you want to search for it. Listeners, not Mikey.
Yeah.
Rich, what'd you watch? Anything?
I watched a couple things. God, what were they? I watched Brightburn.
Okay.
It was
Good. Not good. That's
no,
too bad.
It was not good.
That's the Superman.
That's the evil Superman kid.
Yeah.
It's the.
I didn't hear that it was good.
It wasn't so much. So
I think Matt said it was fun, but it was like meh.
It was Some parts of it were fun, and what bugs me about it is what bugs me about a lot of, not a lot of things, but this particular aspect of TV and movies really pisses me off, is when it just assumes that you're stupid. So we're going to spoon feed you everything.
Right.
And this movie does a lot of it. Like a lot of it.
That's a shame.
Like, you know.
I get it.
So they find a kid and they're going to raise the kid as their own because they can't have children, right? That's a pretty easy thing to convey. This movie does it by like slow panning across a literal bookshelf of infertility books. Cutting into the bedroom of a scene of them like trying to like, you know, actually make the baby. And like being frustrated and not doing it. And I'm like... Do we need all of that? Like, you could do one of those things and get that message across, but layering them on top of each other just makes me feel like you're an idiot, so we're going to spell it out for you. These people want to have a child,
have kids.
But they're having a hard time.
Yeah.
That's not cinema.
And it's this. Yeah. Thank you, Martin. Nicely
done.
Well
done.
Sir. Well played.
That's good.
There's another scene where like the detective is like making the connections between like all the different murder scenes because the kid like leaves this specific symbol that he comes up with because reasons
right.
painted on every scene.
It means death, not
and,
hope.
Like we've already seen him recognize it somewhere, so all he had to do was see it in a crime scene photo and go. Make the connection, like, oh,
right.
I've seen this before. But no, we have to watch him literally flip through the file, find the old picture of the scene we've already seen him at before,
right.
See them together,
what?
Hold them next to each other,
these
look
are
from one, look to the other, look at the camera, make the connection. I'm like, oh my God, we're not that dumb. Like, we saw it 10 minutes ago. Like, give us some credit.
Good times. So recommend
thumbs
it?
Up.
honestly,
that's
no.
The joke.
Yeah,
oh,
no.
Man.
Don't spend your time on it. It's not even fun enough. for that.
I love you, BJ.
There's a nice post-credits scene with Michael Rooker being like the conspiracy internet nut guy, like going off like there's more of these things, and it's like a pseudo like evil Justice League like silhouette photo thing that's kind of fun at the credits. But other than that, no. The other thing is the gore is like, and I'm not one of those who's, I'm not like, I don't have like an aversion to a movie being gory.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to not watch a movie just because it's gory. But it's not, I'm going to sound really Scorsese here. It's not earned. Like, the gore isn't earned.
Yeah.
Like, there's a scene where, like, he murders somebody and there's, like, she's pulling a piece of glass out of her eye. And they hold on it for just so long. Like, so long. I'm like, yeah. And it comes out of nowhere, too. Like, there's no clue when you sit down to watch this that it's going to be, like, a crazy, gory, like, violent movie.
Right.
And it just starts happening. You're like, whoa! Like, this is, like, totally out of left field. Like, it doesn't really, I don't, it just doesn't land for me. And I've watched hyper-violent movies and been totally, like, you know, Kill Bill is hyper-violent, lots of gore. And I'm on board because, first of all, the title of the fucking movie is Kill Bill, so there's going to be some gore. And it's telegraphed from the beginning. And this is, I don't know, it's just not... It felt inorganic.
Sure.
You know?
That's how it insists upon itself.
It insists upon itself.
Love that. Love that.
I also watched the Lego Movie, the second part.
I've heard it's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Because it lacks the surprise novelty factor that the first one has.
Right.
Because they know that you know, like, this, we're watching real people, like,
play Legos.
Express their emotions through Legos. And they start with that from the beginning, and it's like hinted at throughout the movie in a way, but it's so obvious like what is happening that you're like I'm just not invested at all.
Yeah, it's not as charming.
It's not as charming.
It's probably fun, but not as charming.
It's not as charming. The songs aren't as good as they were in the first one, but yeah, it's
I'm
still
surprised
fun.
They
I was about to say
able
not
to make,
everything is awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah.
The song is not everything is awesome in this one.
Yeah. Is it really not everything?
Everything's
is
not awesome. Or not everything is of one of those.
Boo.
Yeah. Yeah,
boo.
I'm just impressed that Lego was able to make any dent into any kind of movie
yeah,
at all.
Absolutely.
Like Ninjago movie is very popular. Lego Batman is very good.
Batman movie is stellar.
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
I mean, the only one I've seen is the Lego Movie, which
you
really
haven't seen
enjoyed.
Lego Batman?
No.
Watch Lego Batman.
It's magic.
Lego Batman's great.
But
yeah.
Just the fact that a Lego that they could get into movies based on Legos is very impressive to me.
Their
video games
are awesome too. Yeah.
They're amazing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why Wyatt left and went to Legoland, man.
The video games are super fun.
Yeah.
You're like, wait, there's a puzzle. How do I have to get this? I have to shoot that over there. And there's supposed to be a gun here, but there's no gun. And then you
there's
go over there and
on
then
the
you
ground.
Find some pieces. Oh, great. And then you build the pieces, build the gun to shoot the thing, to make the thing fall. The end. Ta-da!
It's fun.
Lego games are fun.
Cool.
And they have, like, you know, there's, like, Indiana Jones Legos and Star Wars Lego and Harry Potter Lego and all just so many. There's so many.
Yes.
Right on.
Lego.
Cool, cool.
Anything else? Or am I going to hit the button? I'm going to hit the button. Is everyone okay with that?
Hit it.
Yes.
Hit it.
Mikey P. recommends.
I'm watching Malcolm in the Middle now.
Nice.
Really, yes.
I
from where? Where are you watching
it?
We were talking about it last week.
It's on Hulu right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on Hulu. Yeah. And it is just the first season. I didn't remember how charming that thing
it's
was.
It's outstanding.
So I recommend it. Go see Malcolm in the Middle.
Nice.
And if you're a Miami Heat Giants fan like I am, they are very prominently featured in the first season. I had no idea.
They are.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Like, not just the
song. Not just the theme song.
Yeah.
They do a lot of music in that. I'm all, oh, I had no idea. It's great. It's great.
That's one of the last shows that I truly binged. Like, I watched the entirety of that series over the period of a week.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's awesome.
It's good shit.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yep. Cast is outstanding.
Yeah, even Frankie Munoz.
Munoz.
Good times. But thanks, everyone out there, for listening to the show.
Thanks.
You guys are what make us keep doing it over and over and over again.
We do it anyway.
Thanks for the phone call,
Duan.
We
appreciate it.
Yeah, Duan, don't forget to call him.
I set my alarm to call him.
That's right.
Nice.
Good job.
Duan, if you want to call ever and be on the show ever, 619-438-0532. We air them all, as long as you're not screaming racial obscenities like that one Asian lady that one time like 4 years ago.
What?
Yeah, I don't think I saved it, but it was crazy. What is happening here?
Oh, my goodness.
I think it was, I have no idea. I think it was the wrong number.
Are you making that up?
No.
I'm not making that up.
Because I enjoy it anyway. I enjoy the story, but I was like, I don't remember this.
Nope. Yeah, that's because I didn't air it.
Is that false?
It's because those ones, maybe not. But if you're like, hey, I'm watching whatever, then yeah, bring it on. Call all day or day. But with all that being said, thanks everyone out there for listening. This has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
I'm Rich.
And I'm Mike.
And we'll see you on the couch.
Life's a Binge. Bow, 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 wow.
Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
What could I do? Okay, all right.